Canada's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Well, one of the things that we've all found very interesting is the fact that more and more people are going to work from home forever. Or they're going to try to anyway. Is that something that could be detrimental? It just might be, according to a new survey. And we have on our WHBC Newsline right now business strategist Sean McGinnis. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Pam. Good to be with you and your listeners.
Thank you. So let's talk about this a little bit, because like I said, so many people, I think, came to like working from home. But now they're saying that maybe remote workers are more easily replaceable.
Pam, unfortunately, that could be a reality. But like any surveys, I think there are two sides to them. There is a really real concern that individuals who are working from home may be overlooked for promotions. And that's a significant danger, not only to them, but I think to the organization that thinks that way. It is a reality that those that are most visible in the office, who are aggressively campaigning for themselves, and they typically try to counter that. But the reality is, and all my research and studies have indicated, that there's been a tremendous benefit to working from home. And many managers and supervisors are a lot more comfortable today with that reality. However, it's created disadvantages and advantages, pros and cons.
So is there a way for you, if you are working from home, is there, you know, I was always told, you know, growing up in my career, make a niche for yourself, you know, make yourself noticed. How do you do that when you're working from home?
Well, and that's a vital point. And I think it comes down to the social compact, both between the manager or the supervisor and the employee. So the employee, it's vital that they remain in communication, that they are responsible for checking in, for making sure that there is a ongoing relationship between them and their supervisors. And on the flip side, for managers, it's become a lot more difficult to manage remotely, and they're struggling. So the recognition between both parties that this new normal, this new hybrid, is ever-evolving is going to be important. I'm a fan of, and I have a saying called the four C's, particularly when it comes to the social contract between the two persons. Communication is key. Really getting clear on what the expectations are, so clarity. For managers, their ability to coach better, to develop better listening skills and transparency. And then the elephant in the room, even though there have been tremendous benefits from working from home, is that we're human beings are social creatures. We need the interaction. Even the most introspective of us needs that that interaction. So community is important. So how do we blend all of those? And it's a conversation that, based on this article and based on my research, is raging within organizations today.
Are they suggesting maybe monthly in-person kind of meetings or anything like that, even though done safely or, you know, whatever the case might be in the location that you are, but maybe at least have some kind of in-person contact?
Yes, that is exactly where people are going. And, you know, developing, you know, making the environment, the work environment, conducive to that. Obviously, safety is vitally important, but reimagining the office space so that it's a place for collaboration, it's a place for ideating and creativity, as opposed to coming to work in a cubicle or in an office environment where you're cheek by jowl with somebody, is to really make sure that we reimagine that and maybe even think out of the box. And how do people, if they're clusters of employees in certain areas, get together at the local Starbucks or at a local venue or a park and think really creatively about how we get people together? There's certain roles, obviously, that you cannot work remotely, whether it's in healthcare, whether it's in policing or security or manufacturing. But for most office workers, there are ways to take advantage of both the flexibility and the lessening of cost of commuting, etc. But you still need to get your instructions. You still need to get together to solve difficult issues. And so that's going to be the key to unlocking the way to work best together in this new environment, I guess is the way to say it.
All right. A lot of great information and advice for us, business strategists. We appreciate Sean McGinnis. We appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Pam. Have a wonderful day.
What's next? Keep listening to find out, because the news never stops.
Get the facts.
And neither do we.
1480 WHBC and WHBC.com.